天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。那我们现在正在进行的系列是自由无惧。那在生活中常常容易恐惧的我们，应当如何做才能够克制担忧，可以自由地来享受神所赐给我们的一切呢？那就让我们先来认识恐惧的真正面目，以及如何走出恐惧吧。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们打开圣经，跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的节目吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
It is always a pleasure for us to know that you are tuned in and listening to this program.
很高兴今天你又能收听我们的节目了。
And we pray that God will use it to bless you in your life.
我们一直祷告求神使用这个专题系列信息赐福你的生命。
And to the blessing of the kingdom of God.
并且赐福神的国度。
We are in the midst of a series of messages on conquering fear.
我们在这里正在讲解一个关于如何克服恐惧的系列。
I want to talk to you today about another type of fear.
今天我想告诉你另外一种恐惧。
Have you ever met someone who, when something good comes along, they start wondering when God is going to take it back?
你曾经遇到过一些这样的人吗？当一切顺利时，他们就开始担心神什么时候会将这一切拿走。
There are some people who think that when something good happens to them, they begin to live in fear and worry about when this thing will be taken away from them.
有些人认为，当好事发生在他们身上时，就开始担忧害怕，担心好景不长。
I want to explain to you where that feeling came from.
我来给你解释一下为什么会产生这种感觉的。
Long time ago,
很久以前
the pagan Europeans used to live in utter fear and terror.
相信异教的欧洲人曾经生活在极度的恐惧中。
Especially when something good happened to them.
尤其是当一些好事发生在他们身上时。
Their fear was wrapped up in the belief that the gods want to make them miserable.
他们恐惧是因为他们相信神灵总是想带给他们痛苦。
Let me give you an example.
我来举一个例子。
If John met Peter in the forest,
假使有一天约翰在森林中遇到彼得
and he said to him,
他对彼得说
Hey, Peter.
Hey, 彼得。
I got the horse I wanted, and for a good price, too.
我买到了我想买的那匹马，而且价格也很不错。
Immediately, both men would gasp.
立刻，两个人都会倒抽一口气儿。
And John would run to the nearest tree and start pounding on it.
然后约翰会跑到最近的那棵树那里，开始敲打它。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because pagan Europeans believed that the gods lived in trees.
因为这些欧洲的异教徒相信神灵是住在树里面的。
Why do you think pagan Europeans knocked on trees after announcing some good news?
你知道他们在宣布了一些好消息的时候，为什么要敲打树干吗？
They thought that if the gods who lived in the trees heard about human happiness,
因为他们认为如果那些住在树里的神灵知道人们非常开心的时候呢
？They would become angrily jealous.
就会愤怒嫉妒。
And they would cause mischief to happen to the person.
还会跟这些人捣蛋。
And they take that happiness away.
夺走他们的快乐。
So John would pound on the tree to drive the gods away.
因此，约翰会敲打树干，赶走那些神灵。
And this is where knock on wood custom came from.
这就是敲打木头风俗的由来。
The next time you knock on wood, know what you're doing.
下次你敲木头的时候，就知道自己在做什么了。
After 2,000 years of Christianity, fear that was common in paganism still persists today.
基督教开始到今天有2000年了，普遍在异教徒中的恐惧至今仍然存在。
The reason fear is on the increase is because faith is on the decrease.
恐惧不断增加的原因就是因为信心不断在沦丧。
And without surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ, there can be no freedom from fear.
如果我们不能归向主耶稣基督，就不可能远离恐惧。
Without submission to the will of God, which is always for our good,
神的旨意总是为了我们的好处，但如果不顺服，
there can be no victory over fear.
就不可能胜过恐惧。
Without coming under the power of the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ,
如果不能来到复活的主耶稣基督护庇的大能下，
there can be no liberation from anxiety and fear.
就绝对无法从忧虑和恐惧中解放出来。
Now, if you have just tuned in,
如果你是刚刚开始收听我们的节目，
we are in the midst of a series of messages entitled Freedom from Fear.
请注意，我们正在进行一个专题系列信息，叫做“自由无惧”。
What do I mean by fear?
我说的恐惧是什么意思呢？
I don't mean that a person can never experience any fear whatsoever.
我不是说一个人可以天不怕地不怕。
No.
不是。
Today we're going to look at another individual in the Bible.
今天我们来看圣经中的另外一个人物。
This particular man allowed his fears to take hold of him.
这个人容许恐惧来控制他。
And ended up in discouragement and pessimism and emotional depression again and again in his life.
结果他生命中一再的灰心失意，悲观和情绪低落。
Until he was delivered from the dominion of fear.
在他彻底的从恐惧的控制底下挣脱出来之前，
he was not effective in his life.
他的一生都不能产生效果。
Fear not only dominated this man's life,
恐惧不仅主宰了这个人的生活，
but it dominated all of his relationships as well.
也主宰了他和周围人的关系。
Do you know who I'm talking about?
你知道我在谈论谁吗？
I'm talking about Thomas.
我在说多马。
Thomas was a man who was privileged to walk and talk with the Son of God.
多马是一个有福气与神的儿子同行共话的人。
Thomas was a man who was privileged to witness one miracle after another with his own eyes.
多马有福气亲眼看见耶稣所行的每一个神迹。
Thomas was a man who was privileged to hear the greatest teaching ever taught.
多马有福气亲耳听到有史以来最伟大的教导
and the greatest sermon ever preached
和最伟大的布道讲章
from the lips of the Lord Jesus Christ himself
这些都是从主耶稣自己的口中说出来的
yet he allowed his fears to take hold of his life
然而他容许恐惧来掌控他的生命
and Jesus had to lift him up from pessimism
耶稣要把他从悲观中
and from discouragement,
气馁中
from despondency,
从失望中
from depression,
和沮丧中解救出来。
Social scientists tell us,
社会学家告诉我们
that there are basically four different human emotions.
基本上人类有四种不同的情绪
joy,
喜乐
sorrow,
悲伤
Anger,
愤怒
and fear,
和恐惧
All other human feelings come under one of these four categories.
人类所有其他的情绪都是基于这四种情绪产生的
And all of us at some point in our lives have experienced each of these emotions.
我们每个人在人生的不同阶段也都一一经历过这四种情绪
But I believe that fear is central to all others.
但是我相信 恐惧是所有其他情绪的中心。
Fear can banish your joy.
恐惧可以消除你的快乐。
Fear will induce sorrow.
可以引起你的悲伤。
Fear will produce anger.
可以产生愤怒。
And I believe that fear is the deepest root of all negative emotions in life.
我也相信恐惧是生命中所有负面情绪的最深层的根源。
I have a biblical reason for believing this.
我有一个圣经的理由来支持这种想法。
The Bible repeatedly tells believers to fear not.
圣经一再重复地告诉信徒，不要惧怕。
Fear not.
不要惧怕。
Why?
为什么呢？
The God who made us, he knew that this is a deeply rooted problem in our lives.
造我们的神，他知道恐惧是我们生命中最根本的问题所在。
Fear leads to emotional depression.
恐惧导致我们情绪低落。
And that is why you have to go back to fear in dealing with pessimism and discouragement.
所以要解决悲观和气馁的问题，必须追溯到恐惧这个根本的原因。
Thomas's fear caused him to live in pessimism.
多马因为恐惧，所以生活在悲观中。
A pessimistic person is a person who wakes up in the morning.
悲观的人清早醒来。
And he may smile.
可能会微笑。
But very quickly he gets it over and done with for the rest of the day.
但就此为止，一整天都不再微笑了。
It is the kind of person who, if he sees the sun is shining,
也是这种人，当他看到阳光灿烂，
he will tell you that it won't last.
他会告诉你天色不会长蓝。
He is the kind of person that if you tell him that he looks good,
当你告诉他他看上去气色很不错，
he will tell you that appearances can be deceiving.
他会告诉你外表不可信。
He is the kind of person that if you pay him a genuine compliment,
如果你诚恳地称赞他,
he spends the rest of the day trying to figure out what you really want.
他整天都会想你到底居心何在。
It's like the cartoon character who one day decided that he's going to have a new philosophy in life.
就像一个漫画中的人物某一天突然决定他要实践一个新的人生哲学。
He said the following.
他这么说。
I'm only going to live in dread one day at a time.
我要忧忧愁愁地过日子，过一天算一天。
Pessimism is the opposite of optimism.
悲观的对立面是乐观。
Optimistic people are forever looking at the bright side.
乐观的人永远看光明的一面。
Optimistic people are forever hope-filled.
乐观的人永远充满希望。
Optimistic people are forever faith-filled.
乐观的人永远充满信心。
Optimistic people always see great things that could be done.
乐观的人总是看到可以完成的大事。
Optimistic people believe that God is on the throne.
乐观的人相信神坐在宝座上。
And he is in control.
神掌管一切。
And that's enough for them.
这对他们来说已经足够了。
Optimistic people are like this farmer who was having a rough time financially.
乐观的人就像这个农夫面临经济难关。
But he always trusted that the Lord was going to bring good out of his situation.
但他总相信主会在困境中赐福给他的。
This optimistic farmer went to see his banker.
这个乐观的农夫去见银行的职员。
And he said to him,
对他说，
I have good news and I have bad news.
我同时有个好消息跟坏消息。
Which one do you want to hear first?
你想先听哪个呢?
The banker said, well, let's get rid of the bad news first.
银行职员说,让我们先解决掉坏消息吧。
The optimistic farmer said to the banker,
乐观的农夫对银行的职员说,
You know, with the drought and everything, I will not be able to pay my mortgage on my house.
你知道，因为碰上旱灾，我无法偿付房屋的贷款。
Neither the principal nor the interest.
包括本金和利息呢。
And the banker said, this is bad news.
银行的职员说， 这是坏消息啊。
The optimistic farmer said,
乐观的农夫继续说，
You know the loan that I got on my machinery and the equipment?
你知道我的农具和设备也是贷款的吗？
And the banker said, yes.
银行职员说，是啊。
Well, I will not pay that either.
那些我也无法偿还。
Principal or interest.
本金和利息。
And the banker said, this is doubly bad news.
银行的职员说，这真是双重的坏消息呢。
But the optimistic farmer hadn't finished yet.
乐观的农夫还没说完。
He said to the banker,
他对银行的职员说，
Oh, one more thing.
哦，还有一件事呢。
You know the loan that I had on the seed and the fertilizer?
你知道我在种子和肥料上的贷款吗？
He said, I won't be able to pay that either.
他说，那我也无法偿还的。
And the banker said, I cannot take any more bad news.
银行职员说，我再也受不了其他的坏消息了。
Give me some good news.
告诉我一些好消息吧。
The optimistic farmer said,
乐观的农夫说，
The good news is,
好消息就是，
I'm going to continue to do business with you.
我愿意继续和你交易。
Here is a man who had learned how to have freedom over his fears.
这就是个学会怎样从恐惧中获取自由的人。
But the Apostle Thomas allowed his fears to lead him into emotional depression.
但使徒多马却容许恐惧将自己陷入情绪的低谷里。
That is why we see him in the Gospels always pessimistic.
因此我们在福音书中看到他总是悲观的。
Always anticipating the worst.
他总是设想最坏的情况。
Always discouraged.
总是气馁。
Always hopeless.
总是绝望。
The very first action Jesus took in helping Thomas find freedom over his fear was to choose him to be among the 12.
耶稣帮助多马脱离恐惧的第一步就是拣选他成为十二门徒中的一员。
The love of Jesus is the foundational stone in overcoming fear.
耶稣的爱是战胜恐惧的基石。
Thomas, being a person who was always down on himself,
多马是一个非常自卑的人。
Probably couldn't believe that Jesus had chosen him.
很可能无法相信耶稣会选择他。
As you'll see in the scripture,
你在圣经里将看到。
There are three more times the Lord Jesus Christ had to take him through these steps.
耶稣基督又带他走过三个步骤。
You will see Thomas's discouragement even though he walked and talked with Jesus for 3 years.
多马虽跟随耶稣与耶稣同行交往有三年之久，你还是会看见他的沮丧。
Fear made Thomas see only the problems.
恐惧让多马只看得见问题。
Could see only difficulties.
只看到困难。
Could only see the dark side of things.
只看到了事物的阴暗面。
But Jesus loved him and sympathetically tried to help him overcome his fears.
但耶稣爱他，充满同情地帮助他去克服恐惧。
That is why he ultimately became effective for the kingdom of God later in his life.
这就是为什么他能在下半生中对神的国度有所贡献的原因。
We're going to see more about Thomas in the next message.
我们会在下次节目中认识更多关于多马的事。
But I want to tell you something important.
现在我想告诉你一些重要的事情。
If you are a fearful person who allows your fears to make you negative and pessimistic, listen carefully.
如果你是个胆怯的人，你容许恐惧使你变得消极悲观，请仔细听我说。
First, I want to tell you what you ought to know.
首先，让我告诉你一些你应该知道的。
And what you ought to tell yourself every moment of every day.
并且在每天每个时刻不断提醒自己的事情。
You must remind yourself that Jesus loves you.
你必须提醒自己，耶稣爱你。
That he died on the cross for you.
他为你死在十字架上。
that he paid the wages of your sins.
他为你的罪付上了代价。
You also must remind yourself that Jesus wants you to live a fear-free life.
你也必须提醒自己，耶稣希望你过一个自由无惧的生活。
He did it in Thomas's life.
他在多马的生命中已经完成了这件事。
And he wants to do the same with you.
他也想对你做同样的事情。
Will you accept his invitation?
你愿意接受他的邀请吗？
As Thomas allowed the love of the Lord Jesus Christ to penetrate deep into his inner psyche.
多马让主耶稣基督的爱深深进入他的心灵里。
To penetrate deep into his life.
渗透进他的生命中。
At that point, he began the process of overcoming fears.
从此他开始克服恐惧的历程。
This was done in steps.
是一步一步完成的。
The first step in this process was Thomas's acceptance of Jesus's invitation.
第一步，多马接受了主耶稣的邀请。
I pray that no one is listening to me that would not accept the invitation of being liberated from fear.
我祈求神让每一位收听这节目的朋友都愿意接受邀请，从恐惧中得到释放。
And please tune in next time when I tell you about the next step for finding freedom from fear.
下次节目时间我会告诉你克服恐惧的下一个步骤，请一定要收听。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福于你，下次节目再会。
耶和华，我们的主。 其美，耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。
是的，恐惧会消除我们的快乐，引起不必要的悲伤与愤怒。当我们经历许多负面的情绪时呢，真正埋藏在背后的其实就是恐惧，真正埋藏在背后的其实就是我们无谓的恐惧。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，让我们回到神爱的基石面前，不断地提醒自己耶稣对我们的爱，以及他为我们的罪已经付上的代价，如此才不会被恐惧所吞没。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
想念你慈爱，你的爱